Welcome to another edition of Wake Up and Level Up. It's your boy Mario Armstrong. In under 5 minutes or less, I'm here to jumpstart your day. So let's get it started. Recently, I met with a bunch of other dads. We were all meeting because one father pulled us all together. He pulled us all together to celebrate dads that are there for their kids, celebrate Father's Day. And really what happened, it was about 20 of us in a conference room. We had breakfast, we had food together. It was just great fellowship and just great networking and connecting and hearing other people's stories. But what really stood out was the level of vulnerability. Most of the people didn't know each other in this room. There were a few that knew each other or have bumped into each other in the past, but there were a few that had deep relationships, but very few. Most of us were getting to know each other for the first time. But in that space, everyone felt extremely safe. And for some reason, once one person started being vulnerable, it started spreading like wildfire. Other people started being vulnerable. People were sharing things that, to be quite honest with you, I don't know if they've even shared outside to too many others. And it just really brought up this whole idea about how courageous we are as humans when we're vulnerable, when we allow vulnerability to happen. Like your bravery, your courage is directly related to your level of vulnerability. Too many people want to hide their insecurities or their perceived weaknesses and therefore don't share, don't talk. I was in a recent conversation with another family member and they didn't want to talk about their digestive problems, but their digestive problems are very common to other digestive problems. But this person doesn't want to talk about that like that. They aren't in a safe space yet for whatever reason to want to talk about that thing. And it just really stood out that vulnerability to me is really about creating an environment, an atmosphere where people feel safe to tell their truth or to ask for help or say things like I'm scared or I'm worried or I'm concerned and not be judged. So I just really wanted to send this message today about the power of vulnerability. I think the faster that you get to dealing with the thing that you're scared of sharing the most, the more freedom you actually get as an individual. I've physically gone through this transformation myself, where I've used to hide the fact that I didn't graduate from college because I thought that that would lead to embarrassment, or I thought that that would be perceived as I was a failure. It's just that my journey was different. My path was different. It didn't mean that I wasn't going to self-educate. It didn't mean that I wasn't smart. It didn't mean that I wasn't creative. But you start to feel like it could be all those things. And then you start to hide it. And the minute I decided to lean into the fact that, yes, I did not finish my college and I'm not happy about that, but it doesn't define me. The minute I was able to be open about that, be more vulnerable about that, the minute everything started changing, the minute my self-confidence really went higher, the minute I started really thinking that I can get things done, I have gotten things done in the past. So all I'm really trying to say to you now is if you've been really on the edge about being vulnerable about something, but you're afraid of the outcome, stop worrying about something you can't control in the future. The most important thing you can do is not be comfortable. You need to go to that edge of uncomfortability, and that's going to create new comfort zones. So what I really want you to do is lean into what is making you feel vulnerable. Find a safe place or a safe space or a safe friendship to talk about this and watch how much dead weight gets lifted off of you and watch what that does to your vision, your clarity, and your energy. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.